This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what's possible when we express humility. Recently, we talked about how Jesus was both bold as a lion, but also meek as a lamb. And when Jesus saw that the temple had become like a marketplace rather than a place of worship, he became bold as a lion and chased the people out. Yet when he chose to wash his disciples' feet, he was as gentle as a lamb. He was showing us that there's power in humility. Initially, when he moved to wash the disciples' feet, Peter was confused. He said, "Lord, you will never wash my feet." But Jesus told him, "If I don't wash you, you won't belong to me." Peter quickly responded, "Well then, Lord, wash my hands and my head as well." What's interesting is that shortly after Jesus washed Peter's feet, Peter would deny him. And Jesus, of course, already knew this, yet he still chose to show him the love, compassion, and gentleness of a lamb. Ultimately, Jesus knew the man of God Peter would become. So let me ask you, who has God assigned to you, even if only for a season, and you could still express a little more love and compassion and humility towards them? As you think about that person, hold on to these words: "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Luke 14:11. Watch Be Moments now every Wednesday on our Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, be humbled.